This is The Record with Jeanne Yandel. I'm Ross Reynolds. House Speaker John Boehner and other top House Republican officials intend to vote for the bipartisan agreement worked out in the U.S. Senate to avoid financial default and reopen the government. Officials say the leaders made their intentions clear at a closed-door meeting of rank-and-file Republicans. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says she also expects lawmakers from her party to vote for it in overwhelming numbers. The White House says the president looks forward to signing it into law. Joining us is Washington State's U.S. Senior Senator Patty Murray. Patty Murray, thanks for being with us.
You bet. Good to talk to you.
Patty Murray, we were talking to some furloughed government employees earlier today, and if the partial shutdown does end today, and it appears as though it will, when will they be back at work?
Well, we're hoping tomorrow morning. We will hopefully, we're understanding that we should be voting on this by early evening, and if the House takes it up and passes it later, as it looks like it should, we're hopeful that this will be back up and running, get people back to work, and having our country function again is just really something all of us are waiting for.
Senator Murray, what's the situation with back pay for federal employees who've been on furlough? Is it settled that they will get back pay or not?
Yes, as part of this process, we are making sure that those people who, through no fault of their own, have been furloughed and left very worried about their own personal ability to pay their rent and buy food will get their back pay. So that is part of this deal.
This does delay the reckoning until January and February. But I'm curious, Senator Murray, what's apt to change between now and then that might make this battle less fierce and less down to the wire than it's been up to now?
Well, really good question, and I think one of them is that there were some folks here who had to learn that taking hostage something, in this case Obamacare, and using it as leverage against our country's ability to pay its bills or to stay open was not a winning battle. And I hope that they put their knives back in their sheaths and allow us to do what everybody has expected us to do for a long time. Sit at a table, fight for what you believe in, but at the end of the day, compromise for the good of the whole country. And I hope that's a lesson that has been firmly implanted in many people's heads back here.
Well, I think we all hope that we will not get as close to the brink, not only here in the United States, but abroad, where there was a lot of concern about the U.S. defaulting. But I'm just wondering, are we apt to be there again early next year? I mean, what's going to change? Is there any sign coming out of the way that this is settled now that there'll be a change of heart and there will be more negotiations rather than kind of standing firm and going to the brink?
Well, part of this agreement is that we will now do what I've been calling for 6 months. For the budget that was passed in the Senate, I chair the committee. We wrote a budget, passed the Senate. Paul Ryan chairs the House Budget Committee. He wrote a budget. He passed it 6 months ago. For our two budgets to go to conference, and I've had good conversations with Congressman Paul Ryan. There is no doubt that we share very different philosophies. I think that that we both understand that the path forward is not easy, but I think we both want to find a way forward, and that's the hope I go into this with. If we can't come to an agreement this time, we will find ourselves in a place in January where the next phase of sequester will take place. And I actually think none of us want to see that happen because it's so damaging to our economy.
Senator Murray, did you, Democrats, and the president have to give up anything to get to this agreement?
I think what the whole country had to give up was 3 weeks of unnecessary stress. And we are getting in this exactly what we have said since the very beginning, that our country needs to function. We need to have an open government. We need to pay our debts. And then we need to work out our differences. And that is what we got with this agreement. We could have gotten it 6 months ago, 4 months ago, 2 months ago, a month ago. But it is today, and now we need to move forward.
U.S. Senator Patty Murray, thank you so much for talking to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Once again, recapping, it looks as though there's been a breakthrough in the other Washington, and it looks like, as you just heard Senator Murray say, we're expecting a vote on this in the Senate, and then it will go over to the House. And House Leader John Boehner says he will allow this to go to a vote where it's widely anticipated that it will be approved. It is not a final settlement. It is kicking the can down to next January and February, where we may be in the same situation again. We'll find out what's going to go on then. But for the time being, it appears as though this is moving forward. We'll know later today when this actually goes to a vote. You're listening to The Record. This is KUOW.